From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, live from the Alamo Cinema Draft House.
It's not live. You record it and then post it later.
But we're live right now.
That's not what live means.
We're live right now, aren't we?
I'm a zombie.
Well, we already know our special guest is here. Along with Tao, Sir Toucher of Butts.
Did you forget her name?
No, I was waiting for her to say something, but she kept shoveling popcorn into her beak.
Can you blame her?
And she just smacks her lips.
Okay, I've had theater popcorn for the last like few times that I went to the movies, like for Detective Pikachu and Endgame.
Oh,
you saw Detective Pikachu already?
I got the screening.
Oh, that's
because of my boss. But yeah. None of the popcorn compares to Alamo's.
No.
No.
At all. It's just, I'm so happy.
It's the it's the secret butter sauce.
The only popcorn that is comparable is mine. Because I have witchcraft.
You do. We are in Littleton.
Most days.
For the Alamo tabletop game night. Every first Monday of the month.
Yeah, and there's games going over there that I have no idea what they are, but I really want to be. I want to go up and join them.
You feel a little left out. We feel separated, segregated, if you will.
No, I want to play.
It's like getting chicken pox on the in the summer, and you just sit up in the window. And
I wouldn't know.
I did play my first session of D&D the other week.
What, you actually played D&D like a campaign?
Yeah, it was a one shot.
Oh, you actually drafted up a character?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how'd you do?
She rolled dice. That's what she...
Well, my friend kept doing really funny stuff, which added to my persuasion and my intimidation. So it was amazing.
What class were you playing?
I was a rogue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I played once. I was a DM. One of the characters took a swing at me.
You're not DMing right unless a character takes a swing at you, okay?
Well, that's comforting.
It was actually kind of funny because, like,
I had special effects, and they were not impressed. So I was a little disappointed.
One of the...
You didn't even show up.
I was busy. Both Aaron and I were at an event that night.
You guys fucking suck.
One of my first roles... So it was a druid, a rogue, and a cleric.
This sounds like a terrible joke.
It
and
does.
The cleric and the druid managed to get their stealth checks, and I managed to flop mine.
They walked into a pub.
Fumble. They walked into a pub.
It was a nat
one failed. Their stealth roll.
It was a nat
roll.
One on a freaking
and
rogue.
Nobody had killed enough wolves to afford booze.
But I had a wolf heart.
Oh. No!
No!
Too close.
Okay.
Too soon.
We've been away. We did Starfest.
We did that.
Which was interesting, entertaining. I moderated a crap load of panels.
We were actually at Comic Fest, which is an extension of Starfest, mm-hmm. but with less of the bullshit.
You just don't like the people at Starfest.
Nobody likes the people at Starfest. So
do the people of Starfest even like themselves?
I don't think so. I think that's why they're so bitter.
Oh.
But no, because we get all the perks of being at Starfest without any of the stigma of being at Starfest. So I guess that's kind of okay.
We did get to bypass a lot of the Starfest normal nonsense.
I had a good time and nobody hit on me. It was great.
That's a freaking dream.
See?
I agree too. I had a wonderful time and no one hit on me. Oddly enough.
That's not true because I saw her.
Oh!
But if you want to skim over that, we'll talk about it later.
Crozier hit on me, but Crozier always hits on me.
I'm so glad I have popcorn. It's like watching a drama.
He's not hitting on you. Just because he's not telling you to fuck off doesn't mean he's hitting on you. I mean, how many times do I have to tell boys this? Okay, just because a girl is nice to you does not mean she's interested.
I was talking about Dan Crozier.
I know who you're talking about.
Why do you think I always start off rude? Like, exactly. Anytime they call me, I'm just like, who the fuck is this?
I know. It's like, you're a bitch. No, I've just, I'm experienced. That's
like,
what that means.
Well, I'm so-and-so. It's like, oh, hey, what's up? It's like, oh, hey.
There will be a few interviews coming out of that. There will be pictures, which you've probably already seen. If not, please step on over to the site. We will have pictures also for this last weekend's Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day was also awesome, except I forgot my sunblock. Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it, and yeah, we were a little toasty. And then we got sunburned.
Ha, I just tan.
Shut up.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. You're going to die of skin cancer. You don't
probably
even know it.
Almost like
that's not how UV rays work. Just because you don't burn doesn't mean you're not getting the effects.
Yes, true.
Yes, but you're still olive skinned. We know. You just look like you're darker.
I mean, she is beautiful.
She is.
Aww.
But please, in Colorado, we actually get more sun exposure than Hawaii and what's the one that's actually attached to us? Florida.
Florida.
The Sunshine State has nothing on Colorado. We have more. We get more sun exposure.
360 days.
Well, and we're also higher up, and so our sun exposure is more damaging. So even though it's not as warm and equator beach time, we actually get more sun exposure. So it's very important that we wear our sunblock. All right, that is my
there
PSA.
You go. There's your PSA
for the podcast. Now back to drinking.
Because the more you know,
the more you know. Tan tan tan.
Also, in case you missed it, Avengers came out, and now
did it.
We are.
I haven't heard.
We are past the spoiler-free zone, so
yes,
we can actually
yes,
talk about it.
We are officially past the spoiler-free zone. If you guys still haven't seen it, spoiler alert! Now go get off your ass.
Remember that? Did you guys hear about the Chinese man who spoiled?
Yes, he got his ass beat.
No, I didn't hear about this.
No, he literally walked out of the theater and spoiled it for everyone who was waiting in line to watch it.
I have questions. Was he in China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was a Chinese man.
And
in China.
He got the mess knocked out of him. They just beat the shit out of this guy. And rightfully so.
I know, because, man, they take their censorship laws serious over there.
It's true. So, opening weekend, Avengers did $1.2 billion.
That's because nobody wanted to deal with spoilers. We're all like, we're going out now.
Right now, as of today...
I remember listening to people at Starfest telling me, they're like, I'm going to slip it in and I have to be back for my panel at this time, so I think I have just enough time to make it.
There were.
Like, they were plotting it like during the weekend.
They had the route planned.
Yeah,
they had
were,
how much time.
They were trying to
down
do both.
To the minute.
It was hilarious.
Avengers right now has earned $2.1 billion, and it's approaching Avatar, which holds the record. I was wrong. Titanic got beat by Avatar.
I knew that.
Avatar sitting at 2.7.
Titanic is something that you wear under pasties.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Tectonic?
Yeah, that's right. So it's something you serve with gin.
They're plates. Avatar is sitting at $2.7 billion.
All right,
so
well, there's
Avengers.
Still, there's a little bit of time left.
There's still a little bit of time since that's only the second weekend.
But
and nothing else is this weekend either. I think
it could have been longer.
Really?
Yeah.
We did go all the way through without a pee break.
So?
Same. I guess that's an accomplishment. That's an achievement point we didn't know.
I mean, it is a 3-hour long movie, and I was
driving. I've driven from Pueblo to Las Cruces without a pre-break. I mean, that's nothing. That Endgame is easy game.
Endgame was pretty easy. I mean, nobody. The funny thing about it, nobody cheered when Spider-Man.
Nobody
emerged.
Cheered. They had this moment, this long pause. You know the moment. Where Peter Parker just has the sun is in the background and the strings swell and he has this moment. It takes too long. He just goes ah, and it's for the audience to cheer that Peter Parker is okay, and it's just like nothing.
Stone silent.
Well, okay. I feel like if I had watched Endgame without knowing about whose contract was ending and what movies were going to come out next, maybe I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so excited. But because I already knew that they're going to come out with Spider-Man Far From Home, I'm like, okay, so how he's going to come back?
Okay, if I had never seen any other Marvel movie or previews, then maybe I would have cheered because I had no idea. But I've seen other Marvel movies and I know that death means nothing. There's something called the Time Stone. Obviously, we're going to undo it.
Which they put back.
I've seen Empire. Like, here's the thing. Is okay, so Infinity War was so the Empire Strikes Back equivalent. It's so the Two Towers. And if you've seen any trilogy, you know. You know. It doesn't matter how many novellas you pad in between book one, book two, and book three. It's a trilogy. You know that everything's going to be okay by the end of book three. I mean, movie three. I mean, whatever, man. It's called Endgame. You're crying out loud. You didn't think
there's still some
back.
Casualties, but I did see an Easter egg today that I didn't realize during the first viewing of the film is Howard the Duck is in Endgame.
Yeah, I saw that.
When they open the portals and everybody comes storming in, Howard the Duck comes strolling in with his hands in his pocket. Like, the fuck is this duck going to do?
But I also didn't care. But, no, Endgame was great. We cheered at actual important places, like Captain Marvel showing up, which she should have had a bigger role.
Way bigger role.
Way bigger role.
Yeah. She should have had... Like, she's, like, their secret weapon against Thanos.
She should have had a second movie before Endgame came out, quite frankly. She needed two movies.
She did need two movies.
She needs two movies. I mean, because she's off having all this other adventure out in space. She even says so in Endgame of, like, this is happening in other planets, and it's not all about you, Black Widow, and has this moment, and it's like, yeah, and there's totally 5 years of space that we should have gotten that movie before Endgame. Well, we would have liked that movie.
And it's funny because...
And if you don't like... If you think I'm wrong, then you're part of the problem and suck it. I don't know how to talk to you.
I like when they basically... All the women faced off against Thanos. Like, not only am I your problem, bitch, but all of us are.
I'm conflicted about that because it was a great moment. It was a great line of, she's got help. And I was like, yeah, but of all the characters in this battle who don't need help, is Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
She's fine, guys.
Yeah, because...
She literally destroyed your ship.
She did. She just blew through it on her own. But what really killed me is Mantis sitting in there
in
the group.
What's
like,
she
going to
do?
What is she going to calm him again? I mean,
no, just knock him the fuck out.
Like, okay, get him, Mantis. Yes, with knives.
Yes, knives.
Yes,
that was
knives.
Hilarious.
Nice chow, is that you?
Okay, I have very few complaints about this movie. Number one, it should have been longer. Number two, there should have been more movies before it came out. And number three, nobody cares about Peter Parker. Just suck it, guys. All right.
I think
we're sick of Peter Parker. We like other Spider-Mans better. We're ready for other Spider-Mans.
Well, and we get the new trailer today of Spider-Man for the that shows him dealing with Stark's passing, and there's huge reveals.
You know what? Okay,
that
so
they're throwing out there
if
now.
If Into the Spider-Verse and the end of Endgame has taught us anything, it's that we're over white superheroes, and the superheroes are now of darker tones, and that's what we want. We want it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready. We like it. Peter Parker is just a whiny kid at this point. I mean, we're over it. Mm-hmm. We've seen four Peter Parkers, and you know what? He is the Batman of the Marvel Universe.
Oh.
We are so sick of the origin story.
Oh.
We're ready for a different thing, and Into the Spider-Verse proves it. We love.
I just thought it was funny when they started speeding past that moment where it's just like, my Uncle Ben died, blah blah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just, everything was so sped
We like other Spider-Mans. We like other Spider-Mans.
Well, in the new Spider trailer,
all right,
I'm curious because it looks like they bring Spider-Noir, the guy that Nicolas Cage voiced in Into the Spider-Verse. It looks like he's in this Spider-Man Far From Home story. Or Peter has a different costume. I don't know which.
Whatever.
It's very interesting. I'm curious to see what they do.
I will probably wait for this to come on demand. I don't care as much now. That sucks to say that after Endgame, I'm like, I don't care as much about watching the new Spider-Man movies. I'll probably wait for it to come on demand, but...
I just want to see the Black Panther one.
I agree.
I'm ready for the Black Panther.
I want to see more Black Panther. I want to see more Captain Marvel. I want to see more Wonder Woman. I don't care about Spider-Man. I
think,
know what I said.
I think we can do a big sigh of relief. The bubbles popped. The buildup of 10 years is over. We can kind of go back.
Yeah,
I want to see
another. And they could have gotten 12 out of me easily.
Sure.
And they should have. They should have just banked on that instead of...
I don't think they wanted people to wait as long for the return. I think they were afraid they would have lost their audience.
They're wiser than Game of Thrones and American Gods in that respect. For not trying not to drag it out and then giving us such a half-assery. Did you know what? I saw that they left a Starbucks cup.
They did.
On one of the sets. It's like, Mal, even you guys are phoning in. You made us wait 2 years and you expect a payoff from me?
Well, and the funny thing is they're saying that...
Go to hell, George R. R. Martin people.
You know, the North got their Starbucks before Wakanda. That's the meme running around now.
I mean, nobody cares. If you still care about Game of Thrones, if you're still invested in this and still think it's a good show... At me, because we need to talk to you. Your life is pitiful.
Such a letdown.
It's such a letdown, because even the people working on it don't freaking care.
No. They're dialing it in. They're phoning it in, and I just...
They're not even phoning it in.
Yeah, because you know at any time, she could have just taken the Starbucks cup off of the table. I don't know.
If you working on a project don't care, don't expect your audience to care.
I'm hate watching it at this point.
Everybody's hate watching at this point.
I just want to see who gets smoked.
I'm telling you, man, Deadliest Catch is better. There's a trial, stabbings, the blood is real. That's all I'm saying.
People are losing digits.
Just the tips.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, that was not on the show. I don't need to discuss my dinner with you anymore, all right? He's mocking me.
I've been watching a lot of food shows, so I can't really say.
You've been watching food shows?
Yeah.
Food shows are the best.
Like, there's like... street food is a thing on Netflix.
Yeah, street food, yeah.
Yeah, and some of the places that they showed for Ho Chi Minh were places that I got to go to. I'm just like, can't confirm that is some of the best fucking food that I've ever had.
Nice.
That's how I feel about watching Triple D with Guy Fieri. I've been to some of those places and I can confirm he's lying.
There was a...
They pay for him to be there. He has to kind of fudge it.
There was one where it's like... I think it's like chefs around the world, they have to make a dish from a specific country to prove that they're good at every type of cuisine.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. That's been kind of my...
That's fun.
Yeah,
Bobby Follette would lose?
Yeah, Bobby Follette, man. He can't rig those judges. So...
Sorry, I got a thing against Bobby Follette. I just really don't like that guy.
I haven't liked him since Iron Chef was still only in Japan.
No, and I really want him to face off with
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon, and it's never going
to
happen.
And I want it to be on Guy's Grocery Games. That's how I want it to play out.
See, and that would be perfect.
You see Guy come out with the high low wheel.
Is it good that every time I think Iron Chef, I think of Food Wars? Which is an anime about...
No, it's perfectly acceptable.
It's literally the same... Like, it's literally like Iron Chef, but with high school students trying to fight each other using cooking.
You know what? Ranma 1/2, there was one martial artist that was a chef.
Shampoo?
No, Shampoo delivered ramen. Mm. There was the one with the big peel. Spatula. Yeah, with the big peel. Yeah. And it's hilarious. And she was...
Emma
she came
Peel?
In later.
Yeah, but then they settled...
Yes, Emma Peel.
They always, like, settle their arguments through shokugekis, which is, like, their food fights and stuff like that.
Shokugeki!
But, like, they always... Like, everyone specializes in something. It's pretty awesome.
So, can't get the bartender's attention. Moving on to other news that happened while we were away.
He's
the new villain for Bond 25 has been revealed.
Aww.
I know. We did lose Roger Moore, which is... Which is sad.
No.
The best Bond.
No.
At least in Red's mind.
I'm upset.
Are you mourning?
I like Roger Moore. Not just as an actor, but as a human.
He was a good guy. I loved him in Cannonball Run, which was classic.
I mean, it's up there with when Paul Newman died. I'm just upset.
Well, and he's royalty.
I mean, the world is a darker place because of it.
The villain in the new Bond 25, which Daniel Craig is coming back.
I mean, he's all right.
Actually, a lot of everyone are coming back for...
He's mildly attractive, considering his face is absolutely as unsymmetrical as a face can be.
You think so? Well, he does kind of look boxy, I guess.
No, seriously. Take a good look at him, and notice how they always shoot him in three quarters or in profile, because if you look at him straight on, you realize his eyes are not level.
All right. Well, because Ralph Fiennes is coming back.
She totally knows what I'm talking about.
And
Like, nothing about him is symmetrical at all.
It made me think of the Sonic thing where his eyes are like...
Oh my god, the Sonic thing.
That's why it's, like, cracking me up is because I just imagine, like, actually, imagine his eyes, and then I imagine Sonic's eyes.
Roger Moore... No, Daniel Craig is the Sonic of the Hedgehog of the Palm. Yes.
And it's sad because, I mean, we'll go to the Sonic thing and come back to the James Bond thing, because the Sonic thing is pretty relevant right now, because the director promises that design changes are coming, because this thing looks hideous. The trailer looks ridiculous. The picture of Sonic just looks like a kid in a onesie that's pulled up too far, and... I don't even want to see this film. And Jim Carrey looks awful. This trailer is a train wreck for all intents and purposes.
Okay. First of all, you're wrong about Jim Carrey.
No,
because
it
this is
horrible.
This is what Jim Carrey was born to do, which is be unsettling.
All I am seeing is a really bad version of Me, Myself, and Irene, where he's just
Jim
just
Carrey
stupid.
Was meant to be unsettling, which makes him perfect for children's villains. Absolutely, he is going to do great at being someone you want to see fail by running fast. You're looking forward to that, I know. That being said, this Sonic's face is something you want to see Jim Carrey succeed at crushing.
Yes.
And that is a problem.
It is, because Sonic the Hedgehog is supposed to be cute, adorable, appealing, not hideous. And unnerving, because...
Well, he doesn't look... He looks like a college freshman project of animation... Like an animation freshman's project.
Yes.
He doesn't look like you've actually graduated before you did this. Because especially when you compare it to the other animated characters that have happened recently. I'm not including Pikachu Detective... You look at these other characters, and you're just like, you said
definitely could have done better.
You said this was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if this person doing the animation or this team doing the animation could have done better, but you can find a team. You should have paid more. I don't know.
Well, should have stuck more true to his character design.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. They're trying to make him look like he.
They're trying to make him
fit.
Sexy.
You can't.
They're
make
trying
him
to make Sonic the Hedgehog.
They're not
sexy.
Trying to make
no,
him
they
sexy.
Are, and that is why
give
you
him
fail.
A smoking jacket and a pipe in that case.
Okay, first of all, your definition of sexy is weird.
Yeah, that's a bit weird on mine.
I think that like they're trying to make him more like humanoid. Yes, because they're trying to make him sexy, and that is a big,
but it's
like
really
why?
Well, so they're going for sexy versus cute.
You're trying to be furry sexy, and that's weird.
Not to the furries.
No. Even the furries are like, that's not attractive.
Okay, even
you do not understand my people at all.
Granted, like for Detective Pikachu, like the only Pokemon that kind of just gave me the heebie-jeebies was probably Gengar. And it's like, I love Gengar. Gengar is one of my favorite Pokemon, but seeing like how they animated him really creeped me out.
Okay.
But like aside from that, all the other Pokemon look pretty legit.
The Mr. Mime, who is scary as all get out in live action, would have been a better style choice for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh yeah.
Came out with. Because it just looks like happy nightmares.
Well, thankfully, the company is listening to the fans and have gone back to retool Sonic. Completely.
But it's going to take some time considering how, you know, with how CGI works and stuff. Rendering something takes fucking forever.
They have not adjusted their timetable. They're still saying it's going to be out in 6 months with a release date of November.
There was some commercial. 8th. We were at the bar. The sound was off. It was across the room. There was some commercial on where this woman is talking to an animated hedgehog, and it's a real hedgehog. Just animated.
Oh my god, yes, we were at the bar.
And we were like, that would be a better Sonic.
We were at BJ's
like,
on,
yeah.
After Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, but I have no idea what the commercial was
for. The hedgehog
for,
that my friend's dog found would probably be a better
Sonic.
No, it
would have been a better hedgehog. Just first of all,
Tay-Ray's little hedgehog.
Yeah, make it more true to the 1992 version.
Mm-hmm.
And make it cute. Don't make it sexy. What are you doing? Why does it have abs?
Why does he cross eye?
Why is he so
he has like a lazy eye? Which way is he looking?
He's so defined in the muscle. muscle areas.
He's a runner.
And wearing shoes, but no pants. And
he's a runner.
It's very uncomfortable. It's it's like that guy in,
and he's here to collect rings.
Shirt.
But which way is he looking?
No, seriously, it's like
it's like he's got walleye. And he's just like
it's like that guy wearing the Russell Howard Power Ranger suit. It's that guy and shoes and then big oversized suit. That guy, and it's unsettling.
I was trying to like scrub that from my mind, and now it's back there.
Thank you,
Sonic.
Thanks, Sonic.
Thank you for the nightmares.
Your fault, and
Sonic.
It's blue. All I have to say is, and it's blue.
So bad.
That's freaking horrifying.
So back to the Bond story.
So Rami Malek, eh?
What spun did all this is Rami Malek is a villain.
Who's that?
Rami Malek's the one who played the Pharaoh.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh!
The Pharaoh in Night at the Museum.
Freddie Mercury.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's the
Pharaoh.
That's the first movie that I've ever seen him in.
I saw him in Gilmore Girls.
Forgot that he was
you and that goddamn Gilmore Girl attachment. It's like 7 degrees of Gilmore Girls.
Okay, first of all, when I was a teenager, this was my life. Okay, just accept it. I'm a girl of a certain age. All right, that's
you know what show that I was really obsessed with as a kid? Passions. It was a soap opera. I have no idea what it was about, but I remember me and my cousins were really obsessed with it. I was like 5 or 6. It was weird.
That does sound weird, but that's okay.
Has anyone else heard of Passions?
No. I have, but I'm not gonna admit. Anyway, that's
Red's already given up too much as far as her dark viewing habits, because I found out about what the secret show was, and I promised I wouldn't say anything.
He has
about
a really
it.
Sharp jawline, by the way.
It's Thanos, man.
It's Thanos.
That's all you can see now. And
that's
cable.
All you can see.
Why is there a shootout in every episode? Anyway,
I'm excited, huh?
Do you know who else has a really sharp jaw next to Rami Malek?
Yeah,
Ezra Miller.
Yes.
They have really sharp, like really, really sharp.
I think it works on what's his face?
Rami Malek or Ezra Miller?
The one I don't remember his name, but I definitely remember his lack of nose. Mr. Robot. I think it works on him.
Oh, Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
Yeah, I don't think his jawline is. You're right. He has a very defined square jaw.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's so defined like that. It's unsettling. Doesn't work with his facial features.
Yeah. No. Ezra Miller has like a really nice jawline.
There's some actor, and I can't remember the show that he's from or the actor's name. So that's helpful. But he's got like so square of a jaw that first of all he is the description in every bad Western Harlequin romance novel ever.
Carl Urban?
Square jaw? No, not that big. And but he's the reason why the things you describe in books should never be seen in reality. He's basically the human Sonic the Hedgehog, really.
Oi.
His face is literally a block.
Yeah, that's his jawline.
No, that works. That's
it
that's
works.
A great jawline.
He has a great jawline.
That's a beautiful. He's beautiful.
He's especially
who?
He really rocks makeup too.
He's like a pale skinned Taye Diggs.
Oh,
who?
Ezra Miller.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ezra Miller, Fantastic Beast has released a date for when we're going to see it, and it won't be this year.
Nobody cares. Gosh, you've screwed up so horribly, JK.
Wait, do you mean next year?
Next year.
Yeah, because
well, they're saying November 12th, 2021, and it's accounting for they've learned from Justice League that rushing it was a bad idea because number two
was the worst
all of the franchise.
Oh, Crimes of Grindelwald?
Yes.
Yes.
So even all of the Harry Potters...
That was kind of rushed.
It was very rushed.
It was rushed. You kept going like, man, I think I'd understand this better had I read the book. There's
no book.
Oh, wait.
Well, and they said that's what they're trying to do is develop the story because they don't have the books as reference material. They're completely in the dark.
They don't really have a
roadmap. Yeah. No.
I'm starting to think that Ms. Rowling's initials stand for just kidding. You thought that was canning? Just kidding.
I'm so upset that I laughed at that.
There is also rumors that part of the delay is the gestating Flash movie that Ezra Miller, who is the Flash
and
Justice League,
and Credence
and Grindel. So there's some
Grindel,
conflict.
You gave up on his name.
Nah, I said fuck it. I don't even care.
No, I like Grindel better.
That Grindel.
Grindel.
He was a whiny bitch who died from his arm being lopped off and had his mommy come solve his problems. But I like that better than Johnny Depp. I do.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, I'm not. I'm not, but I do like that. Johnny, I'm sorry. I mean, you know what would help these movies? Like these,
if they took their time?
Yeah, if they, I don't know, develop the story.
They cared?
Explain things. Didn't just bank on their fan base swallowing up their bullshit. And, left Johnny Depp out of it. Because it was fine. It was fine with Colin Farrell.
You're right.
Being the bad guy.
And see, and Colin Farrell is not a leading man in my mind anymore. He's overrated, but for that role, he worked really well for it.
He was doing great. In the first Fantastic Beasts, he was doing great.
Yep.
He was the perfect villain. He was playing that character beautifully. And then at the last second, they had to Polyjuice Potion bullshit and make it Johnny Depp. And you're like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was funny because of the whole Crimes of Grindelwald. Okay, so what did he do?
We have no idea.
Yeah,
everybody else fucked shit up. Grindelwald didn't do a damn thing.
It wasn't. Yeah, he didn't even touch that kid.
No.
It wasn't like Harry Potter book 4 where the Polyjuice Potion actually, you know, added to the plot. There was no reason for it. They just changed actors at the last second and be like, oh, it's Johnny Depp, and they banked on it being Johnny Depp being a selling point, and that mm-hmm. blew up in their face, and now they're stuck in that corner with that albino haircut, and you're just gonna have to live with that.
I just imagine, think about your life, and then you just make them go to the corner.
Yeah. Think about your hair choices and go to that corner.
Think about the choices you made.
I'm gonna drink this wine and just...
So while we're on the subject, Harry is not half-blood. Both his parents were wizards and witches. I don't care beyond that. He is a full-blood, and I'm really upset about
it. Who was questioning that?
JK.
What?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, she goes, oh, Harry's a half-blood. And I was like, how does that work? Both his parents...
Wait, genetics? Genetics?
Wait,
it's not. It's just like Catholicism. That's not genetic. I mean, that's not how that's not how genetics work, guys. You don't... Ah!
How's he part...
Exactly!
Because the whole thing was that Hermione... Okay.
Hermione's the half-blood.
I'm just going to sip on my Coke and just...
Exactly. Just because he has grandparents that were muggles, and... I'm sorry, non-mag, because quite frankly, just like the Americans, I do find muggle offensive. And have since high school. But no, he's just... How do you really feel, Red? I have a lot of sugar in my system.
I'm glad that they're taking their time. I really wish they had taken their time so I knew or understood what the fuck I watched for the crimes.
They kept like glossing over the non-important parts and getting to just the important parts. But if you've read the book, your brain will automatically fill those in, just like they did with Harry Potter movie 2 and 3, which, by the way, if you haven't read the books, make no sense. But you all read the books, so you didn't notice that. But we didn't read the book for Fantastic Beasts,
especially
because there are no books. I love that you're wearing your Slytherin shirt while I'm ranting about this.
Especially because they do like a few years after the first one, and it's like, wait, what happened? Wait, what?
And I'm so confused about the Lestrange's bloodline at this point, because
had to literally Google that.
Apparently they're out of family tree, but apparently there will be characters to fight Harry in the Ministry of Magic in 20.
Even though they wiped everybody out.
Yeah, in 50 years, there'll be people there. And
of course.
Ah.
Yeah, I literally had to Google where Beatrice actually fell within the Lestrange family. She married into it.
No, she's married into it.
She married into it.
Who's she marrying? Because they just killed everyone.
I can't remember.
No, that's what I'm saying, is they've just killed everybody. So who did she marry? Because they killed that character that she was supposed to marry.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is canon? Just kidding! JK, wow. Everybody. JK.
Wow.
More sugar for me.
More sugar for Red.
Ha!
I had a lot of popcorn.
I wish Aaron was here to rein me in, but... It's fine.
The new trailer for It is going to drop this Thursday, and they decided to rock Times Square with this information.
Speaking of taking their time...
This seems like it has taken extremely long.
About almost 2 years.
The film is slated to land September 6th.
So over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
So it'll be pretty much exactly 2 years since the first one.
Well, it was released in 2017, yes.
Right, 2017, but in fall, late summer of... So, like, back to school time?
Somewhere around there.
I mean,
somewhere around fall.
IMDb at late.
I would almost be that this would... I would almost guess it's directly 2 years after.
But yeah, it's like 2 years after. I mean, I know there's a time jump in the story, but come on.
They are saying that this is going to be...
See, Endgame, you could have taken your time.
This is going to be brutal, is what they are saying. And it set a record when it opened at a big whopping $123 million and $700 million worldwide.
How's that compare to Endgame?
Nowhere close.
All right.
James McAvoy is going to be Bill, and Jessica Chastain as Beverly.
I like James McAvoy.
I like McAvoy
when he's not in the Marvel Universe.
McAvoy, you know what? And I've been wanting to watch Glass because now that it's on Netflix or it's available.
Yeah.
And I keep wrestling with it. I thought I want to watch it, but I don't want to be tied in for this long, dry storytelling. But all I really want to see it.
All right, well...
Are you mulling that over there?
No, I'm just debating what I want to say out loud.
You just want to see McAvoy running around in his half-naked...
No. I like McAvoy is a lot like Tom Hardy, where he's not unattractive, but I don't look at him like that. He's just really enjoyable to watch because he is very good at his craft. Especially when he's not in a Marvel movie.
It's true.
I think Marvel is. I mean, it's fine. He's tied into that. That's who he is. That's what he does. But I don't like him in Marvel movies. It has a lot to do with I don't like those Marvel movies.
Mm. Well, this is his last one.
But that's separate from everything else. So
we'll
whatever.
We'll see what they pull. I'm curious to see what the trailer is. It will be posted on the site for sure on Thursday. So be sure to keep an eye out.
Oh, I will.
Pennywise Returns.
And I'll have opinions about it.
I'm sure you will.
All right.
Suicide.
I'm just
going
to be annoyed about his buck-ass teeth.
They are kind of unnerving.
What, McAvoy?
No, the clown. Pennywise's teeth.
I mean, like...
Little buck tooth.
I just can't stop looking. It's like, does he need to chew on, like, some wood? Maybe some carrots?
So
like, it's really annoying.
Attracted to women with a huge...
I like it. I'm laughing because I'm horrified and uncomfortable.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I like
That's
it.
That's why I'm all the way over here.
I think it's what Sonic the Hedgehog is also shares, where it's a cute attribute, but the way you've portrayed it, it's unsettling.
At least Pennywise's eyes are straight.
No, here's
I'll
the
be
thing.
Sure to bring some
the,
holy
the
water.
The difference is Pennywise is supposed to be unsettling. That's the difference. That's it. That's the only difference.
Usually there's a clown attached to this.
I'm going
to
bring holy water regardless.
That is funny. Suicide Squad.
I hope I'm wrong about that movie, and I hope it's perfect.
I'm hoping so, too, because Gunn just casted one of the actors from Ant-Man for the weirdest of villains. I mean, this is strange even by my standards. First of all, the guy that they brought over is one of the ex-cons, the guy that goes on about Baba Yaga.
What are we talking about? Back up, regroup, fill me in. Because I'm still talking about Adam's family.
Okay, yeah, we moved on. We're talking about Suicide Squad.
I blinked and I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
here.
So Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I blacked out. What happened?
Suicide Squad. They're bringing over the guy who played the ex-con in Ant-Man. David Dutchleman.
That doesn't narrow it down.
He's the con.
They're all the ex-cons.
He's the one that goes on about the Baba Yaga.
Oh, the Russian.
Ukrainian, or yes,
the
Slavic
folklore?
Descent guy.
Yeah. The folklore of Baba Yaga?
Yes.
Okay, I vaguely know what you're talking about, but...
You love it because he's tied to the chair and he's all
okay,
the-
okay, honey, I only saw Ant-Man and the Wasp Kinky. Once.
Okay.
Once!
Well, I haven't actually seen it.
Oh my
whole
god.
Once.
I just don't... I don't like
you
Ant-Man.
You should.
You should. Okay. Actually, it's in my top three.
It's definitely... You know what?
It
you
is?
Don't have to... You don't have to, but... You don't have to like it, but it's funny. It's entertaining enough that it's worth a watch.
Okay, that's fair.
For a sequel, it's probably one of the best Marvel has to offer.
It's like
you know which one's actually, the worst? Thor 2.
Yeah.
No, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is probably worse.
I feel like the second one was just god-awful.
Okay, so Ant-Man and the Wasp is up there with Terminator and Terminator 2, where you need the original for the second one to make sense, but the sequel actually outdoes the original. So Ant-Man and the Wasp is in that same
That's category. Actually That's interesting, considering how I felt like the first Guardians is still better than the second Guardians.
I still think that Guardians 1 is superior. I think there should have been a Guardians 2 before that Guardians 2. That should have been Guardians 3. There should have been more movies. Yeah. Marvel, you could have gotten more money out of me.
I just thought of... I just thought of the scene where like they go to Peter Quill for the stone that he's stealing.
Yeah.
And he's just singing, and it's just complete...
Yeah,
gibberish. Yeah,
no, it's just complete silence while
we don't hear what's in his head.
Exactly,
the bat singing and the awful dancing. And
I loved it. Him holding the monster out of context, it was great.
And Rhodey just freaking takes him out.
I just like how they're just both watching. He's like, so he's an idiot.
But
yeah. Pretty much.
You know. That was really interesting.
It was.
But no, Ant-Man and the Wasp is definitely like a Terminator 2 of the Marvel Universe. It definitely outshines the original. It's entertaining, even if you don't like it. Look, I'm not saying you'll love it, because you're hard to please. But I've talked to a lot of your dates. You're hard to please. Okay, so...
not that hard. You just give me some food.
Food and some chocolate.
This isn't ramen. This is top ramen. I hate you. Anyway.
Wait, but are we just eating plain top ramen, or are we adding stuff to it to make it taste better?
Exactly. But Ant-Man and the Wasp.
You can make that shit taste hella good. So
Ant-Man and the Wasp is totally worth the watch. If you haven't seen it,
because I did see, like, we did see Cassie and we did see his wife, and then I'm like, I was really interested considering how I did read Young Avengers, where she takes after him.
Well, and so it's probably the more humanizing side of Avengers. Everything else is just kind of thrown in there.
Even Hawkeye's like family was kind of just thrown in there.
Yeah, even Stark's relationship with his daughter, which you kind of...
Oh, I have all the feels for Stark for asshole womanizer hating would not be made today Iron Man turning into an amazing father, decent human being.
I love you 3000.
I loved him.
I did tear up when he said that. I love you 3000.
But I love you 3000. But the whole story, the whole connection between Ant-Man and his daughter is because it comes to just a hard punch to
it's
the
a
gut.
Hard,
because
hard punch.
Here is his grown daughter. He's
missed. That's every single
everything.
Parent.
That was his life.
Every parent of divorce, that is their worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Is having their kid taken away and missing out. And Ant-Man is definitely, hands down, my favorite Avenger. He is. And it's all thanks to Paul Rudd. Thanks, Paul Rudd, you ageless motherfucker. But the only times I teared up during Endgame all involved Ant-Man.
And really?
Yeah.
Even the big.
What big? No.
No. Okay.
Screw that. It was almost like Carl all over again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, during Infinity Wars when that happened, I was just like, well, fuck.
Well, goddammit.
That's how I felt. Just, well, fuck.
So the X-Con out of Ant-Man is going to be...
You can't say X-Con like there's only one. They're all X-Cons.
There's a lot
anyway,
of X-Cons.
One of the X-Cons.
After explaining it in your indirect way, I think I know who you're talking about.
Good. The villain...
We'll work on how you describe things later.
The villain that he is playing is the Polka Dot Man.
What were we talking about? Is this James Bond? is this the Bond villain?
So,
that's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
And I really wish Aaron was here to help me, because he is a villain. Why?
Aaron's a villain?
Yes, Aaron is a villain.
I knew it.
I freaking called it.
Private Cheeseburger is not on our side.
He's actually the general.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I saw that coming. But I was hoping if we're going to get the Polka Dot Man, we can at least get Kite Man or Calendar Man or Condiment Man.
What are we talking about?
This is the villain in Suicide Squad. My respect for James Gunn went right into the toilet.
I mean,
you have respect for someone who chose to do DC? You're hilarious.
I mean, he had nothing. Well, he got fired. He did the next best
thing. We all got fired.
That's true. So the Polka Dot Man just does not.
I didn't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, just think of a man in a white suit running around with polka dots.
I think of Cruella DeVille.
Those are okay. Dalmatian spots versus polka dots. Okay.
What are Dalmatian spots if not polka dots?
Aren't polka dots colorful?
Swatches. I don't know.
Polka dots are dots. They don't have to be colorful. What is wrong with you?
A lot.
Are you just proving how you have no woman in your life? Is that what yes.
hurt you? It will hurt you.
No, I said who hurt you? Oh. Who hurt you?
It's a long list.
Is it your mother?
No.
You just pull like that tiny scroll and just drops all the way to the floor.
Oh no, that's my
you see.
The gentleman who did Into the Spider-Verse, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, signed with Sony Pictures TV.
Yay!
And will be developing a new Marvel U series.
Yay!
This doesn't make sense.
An animated
Cloak
one,
and
right?
Dagger.
We don't know. They're developing some new Marvel U series, so it's got to be something Spider-Man based because that's the only thing that Sony owns.
It's gonna be this generation's Gargoyles, and it's gonna be amazing.
I haven't seen that show in so long,
but you're excited. I kind of
if they did the live action Gargoyles that they've talked about,
crap.
I would love to
Ooh,
see
Yaka
that.
Sha.
Dang it, I'm actually kind of excited. I'm not gonna lie.
Witchcraft.
I'm not John Cena.
Witchcraft.
I mean, if they've already done Thundercats and stuff like that, why not Gargoyles?
Gargoyles, I think, would be way better than Thundercats at this point.
I do not disagree at all.
I mean,
especially if you get
remake.
The Star Trek actors to actually play those characters.
Jonathan Franks and Marina Sirtis.
And all the others, because there was actually more.
There's a lot.
But,
yeah,
but
Worf was
yeah,
in there.
I know. There's like...
Michael Dorn.
Yeah, there's more than that three, too. There's a couple of red shirts in there as well.
I'm just hearing but names. I'm just nodding.
I'm just like...
You have no idea. She's like...
No,
I don't
even
there's
care.
There's just too many
like,
names.
I would be all over that, as old as they are, and oh,
I'm
yeah.
better with faces than I am with names.
They could still voice them over. They could still do animation and CGI them. I mean, they can't be any worse than Sonic.
Not Riker.
Oh, don't CGI the...
Riker isn't. Yeah, Riker's
he'd
not looking
to,
good.
He'd have to just be him.
They CGI yeah. Berserk and they just ruined
and,
it.
And I'd be. And what I'm saying is, I'd be okay with him being that character. I can't remember the guy's.
They're gonna have to girdle up Riker though,
because
I mean he's gotten.
No,
relaxed.
I don't think they do. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they do. I think they could just do it.
Think so?
Yeah, it just make him be make just age the character with him.
Get make Riker grow out the beard and.
Yeah. I cannot remember that character's name. It was David.
Yeah, I don't
David
remember that character's name. Yeah, I can't
remember that. What was the character's name?
She doesn't
the
know.
The guy who like owned the castle. I cannot remember the character's name.
Oh man, it's been too long.
David.
I kind of know what
yeah,
he looks
it's,
like.
It's upsetting. They always refer to him as his last name, but I only remember his
David
first
Maximoff.
They barely even say his first name.
Yeah, but
like,
I
totally
but I remember that it's David.
I'm going. It's got. I remember what he looks like, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
But I'd totally be down. I'd totally be down.
Well, and I think, you know...
And everybody else would... Yeah, you're right. Everybody else would be under so much makeup and CGI that it wouldn't matter. But I would...
Yeah, because there's no way Marina Sirtis is going to play Demona.
She should.
She should,
she
but
should.
I don't think she's... I don't think she's up
she
for the...
She should. She totally has the hair for it.
She does have the hair for it.
David Xanatos.
Xanatos! He sounds like a mint company, doesn't he? Icebreakers, Xanatos.
Is that a condom brand?
Yeah, it's flavored.
Somebody come and put me out of my misery.
It's flavored.
I'm ready.
Wait, flavored, this is all, flavored this is with Xanatos.
I'm sorry.
It's a plastic cup.
Man, this gum is flavored with Xanatos. You love it, right?
Oh.
How do I forget that?
Sugar-free Xanatos.
I totally remembered his face, but I couldn't freaking remember his fucking name.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love this game. Turn my delusions into a movie. Come on, guys.
Talk about nightmares coming to reality. Dracula is coming to Netflix.
They are wrong, and let me tell you why.
With the assistance of BBC.
That being said, I have no idea what's going
on,
so I need to do some research. But they're still wrong because Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
The people that are involved are, one, Stephen Moffat, who you may remember from the reboot of Doctor Who.
Moffat even sounds like a term that means shoving your finger down your gag reflex. Like, that's what that sounds like.
So, Stephen Moffat's teaming up with Mark Gatiss. who has been working on Sherlock, and they are filming
a
series.
Maybe he'll cancel out the terrible.
I don't know.
No, Sherlock was a good show.
Sherlock was a good show.
It wasn't perfect, but it was good.
It wasn't
definitely better than
I don't like the choices that they made for it. In fact, I liked Elementary better than I liked some of the components of Sherlock.
Oh my god, you're about to get left. How are we friends? No, you're wrong. And let me
Johnny Lee Miller as Sherlock in the current day and age was actually entertaining.
Isn't he dead now?
Johnny Lee Miller? No, he's not dead. Yeah. I mean, unless he saw that train before it hit him, I don't know.
Anyway, that's just his career. All right. Anyway,
so
no, Sherlock, I like Sherlock. I liked the way that it was written, in the same spirit of the characters,
right?
But in a 20th century manner, and it was faster paced, which is very appealing to a 20th century manner,
right?
But it has some problems, but at the same time, Sherlock Holmes at his core has some problems. But they stayed true to the character. They stayed true to those problems, and I'm okay with that. And I have no complaint. The only complaint I have about that show is where's my next season?
Oh, it's not coming.
I know, and I'm upset about that. And that's my only complaint. All right, moving.
They're doing the same approach that they did for Sherlock, where they're basically taking the 21st century audience and doing kind of a reinvention of the Bram Stoker classic?
I think, okay, so this is like Hellboy all over again. Let me explain. No, there is too much. Let me sum up. Okay. So, about, I want to say, roughly 5 years ago, and I want to say AMC, maybe FX, one of those stations that actually produces decent television when they try, did a Dracula miniseries with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers as Dracula and a bunch of other actors who you didn't know their names before they were in that, and you still probably don't because you're not watching the same things I do. But and they did a modern take on Dracula that was... Why are you doing this so soon? It's like remaking Hellboy at this point. Is number one, we didn't need it. Number two, we didn't ask for it. And number three, why did you fuck this up?
Well,
and that's kind of where I'm at. Is I don't we're not asking for this. We don't need it right now. It's too soon.
Well, there's too many other vampire shows. Well,
Republicans are in the White House. Vampires are in. That's just how that works.
Oh, wait, God, are we going back into the vampire era thing? Oh.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely... They've proven... The horror societies have proven this is actually a factual thing, that when conservatives and Republicans are in power, then vampires are in vogue. And when Democrats are and liberals are in power, then zombies are in vogue. And when Nazis are in power, werewolves. So where are my werewolves?
They are filming this new Dracula reboot in
what
the
do you
same
think Red's political standings
in
are?
The same studio that they that Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee were in. So they're hoping that some of the horror juju that the founding
that's
fathers
such
of horror
a,
were
that's
in.
That's such a lame bullshit voodoo thing to say is we're going to film it in the same place they did. I mean, that's like saying like we're going to make authentic hardtack and feed it to our customers and call it biscuits. No. You know what? If these people had had access to better quality, they would have taken the better quality. And you relying on the fact that amazing actors worked in this studio as a way to improve your quality, that is some lazy bullshit.
We'll see what they do.
How
I mean,
stupid
with the
do
guy
you,
with
how
the guy that did Sherlock,
he
might have a valid take on it. It might work.
He might work, but he might get out. I don't know. Stephen Moffat might be too strong a flavor to rinse out.
Maybe. I mean, I tried getting into the witches versus Alien series, and I made it about halfway through the first season, and it was just...
You said witches versus aliens, and I threw up in my mouth.
Tal
threw up in her mouth. She's like, I want to be open-minded, unlike Red, and she threw up in her mouth.
That's no, for me, it's just like, is that vomit?
She's like, I don't want to be as harsh as Red, but... That's disgusting.
I want to try to sugarcoat it.
there's no sugarcoating it.
I just imagine that happening. Sorry.
Also, in Netflix news, much to the surprise of everybody, The Wandering Earth is now there. The Wandering Earth, if you're wondering, is a Chinese science fiction blockbuster by their standards.
Wandering Earth, if you're wondering.
If you're wondering.
If you're wondering.
This actually did very well in the Chinese market. So if you're looking for...
Yeah, but so did every Michael Bay movie ever.
This destroyed all of Michael Bay stuff.
Just saying, man. You gotta know your audience.
It's all about people leaving Earth. 22 cities have fled to the stars, and it kind of tells about their journey, what's going on. It's very fun. I enjoyed the hell of it because I wasn't expecting to see it. I knew about it. I never thought I would see it.
You're watching things without telling me?
Of course I am. I watch a lot of things that you won't watch. I watched that horrible film with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, The Highwayman.
I watched that. That was a disappointment.
Boring as hell. I was like, ooh, Bonnie and Clyde story.
I totally thought that was going to be way better than it ended up being.
The Last Stand Up with Chevy Chase and Richard Dreyfuss, that was boring. It wasn't even funny.
What are you going to do?
Well, I thought Chevy Chase might actually kind of bring the crazy.
Chevy Chase is the Jim Carrey of the 80s. Just accept it.
But he could have been crazy enough.
But yeah,
if it was like the show that he was on with Community. If it was like Community, where he's like this racist crazy bastard, that actually might have been entertaining.
You mean like
it wasn't
Jim
even
Carrey and that thing he did? Exactly.
Which thing? Oh, that horrible kid show.
Uh huh.
Where he's the tucking puppet. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Chevy Chase is the Jim Carrey of the 80s.
I think it was on Bill Maher, and there was a guest on there that insulted Chevy Chase about his films and his choices in life. And Chevy Chase got all pissed off. He's all like, I make good quality family entertainment. He's like, your idea of family is shit. And Chevy Chase got pissed. He actually was going to walk off the set of the Bill Maher show. And Bill Maher is like, whoa. He totally lost control of it. He's trying to get Chevy Chase to sit back down into the chair. And
First of all, Bill Maher has made terrible life decisions.
Oh, yeah. That man is enlightened.
Pot, meat, kettle. But fine. I mean, I have nothing... compared to Bill Maher, Chevy Chase is a freaking beacon of morality. But all that being said, I don't disagree with that statement. His idea, if that's your idea of quality family entertainment, your idea of family is fucked up. And I stand by that.
So just as
you
a
look horrified.
I am just pretending that I know what's going on.
Okay.
Chevy Chase was from Saturday Night Live in the 80s. He did all the Family Vacation movies.
National Lampoons.
It's better that you don't know.
Yeah, it's probably best.
I wish I did.
Actually, this film earned over $700 million at the Chinese box office.
I've almost gotten divorced over the Family Vacation.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty much everybody in China buying a dollar ticket and going to see this film.
I don't think they charge that little.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Exactly.
I don't think the exchange rate works that way either.
It doesn't work that way.
Man,
so
I just read this really cool book about Chinese immigrants in the early 90s. It's called Front Desk. It's a middle grade book. It's amazing.
All right.
You should totally do it. It's horrifying. You'll love it.
Okay.
I mean, I can always just ask my family about immigration.
No, but it's a really good, it's a good read because it points out all the things that nobody wants to talk about.
It's kind of funny because, I mean, considering how I'm also first generation born in the States.
Right.
And stuff like that.
And I appreciate that you understand the first generation, what that actually means. Go on.
Do people not understand that?
No, people will argue about what first generation means. Some people think first generation refers to the first generation born in the States.
Yeah.
Right. See, that's obvious. And I already know there's listeners right now, like their spidey sense is tingling. They're like, that's not what that means. It means that people who immigrated, they're the first generation to live in. And no, you're wrong. Shut up. I'm third generation.
They're like generation zero.
That doesn't make sense. I'm not as cool, but I'm third generation. Yeah.
So, going along with your Detective Pikachu information, it looks like Pokemon Go is going to have a limited time event to go along with it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I mean, I don't think it's like, okay. Is it out yet or not?
It starts actually tomorrow, Tuesday, May 7th
at
1 p.m. And we'll be running till the 17th of May.
It's fun.
Do I talk about my opinion? I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm just...
Yeah. What? How was it? I mean, you saw the sneak peek to it.
I thought... Well, sneak peek. I saw the entire movie.
You got to sneak a peek before the rest of us.
Yeah, you saw it before any of us.
Yeah, so I don't think it was bad for a video game movie.
Okay.
Like, that's how I feel. But it's still... When you understand how the hero's journey works, though, everything is predictable. So it's kind of shit.
Well, that's fine with me.
Yeah. So it still has.
I mean, The Matrix is the hero's journey, and I still think that first movie it holds up.
Yeah. I mean, well, because like I like something that's unpredictable, like Love, Death, and Robots. I had nothing. Like I had no
that thing was amazing, though.
But you have no idea.
You're not
going to
get
expect.
That in a Pokemon. But see, yeah, I don't even know if I count Pokemon as a video game.
It is a movie. I would consider it as such because it is.
But we still have the cartoons. There's still plenty of media because.
Well,
the majority.
Live action video game movie.
Okay, video game movie. Okay, so
here's there are Pokemon animated movies and stuff like that. Yeah. I love them and stuff like that. But the live action one.
But a lot of the movie, video game films that are out there, they don't have anything to build off of. They have no point of reference. They're making it all from scratch. They have the cartoons and like years of stuff to kind of build off of it.
I'm putting my foot down. This is my hand, though.
That's your hand.
I'm putting my hand down.
That's your hand.
it's a metaphor.
It is a metaphor, and it's rude. Just kidding. So when it comes,
pay attention to my foot.
When it comes to
damn, that's my ear.
I disagree with that because when they did the Assassin's Creed movie and stuff like that, they had several games to work off of, and they fucked it up.
They made the most boring movie of all time.
I've never been so. It was such a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, yeah, Fassbender couldn't save that film. Nothing could have saved that film. Dynamite couldn't have saved that film.
There's like, there are video games that like, you know, like movies based off of video games. I mean,
Hitman,
Tomb Raider,
Hitman's great. Yeah,
but none of them have a cartoon. None of them have an established cartoon series.
Okay, here's what I'm looking. Here's all I'm hoping for is I'm hoping for a decent plot. I don't care if it's predictable or not.
It's not too bad.
As long as it's not half-assed. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not freaking Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God.
All over the place, too much and too little space, sandbox bullshit. As long as there is a complete plot and it's fun to watch, that's all I want.
So how is the CGI and the interaction with...
When it comes to the Pokemon and stuff like that, of course they added, like... Unlike the cartoon where, like, there's, like, it's very, like, it's, of course, 2D, so there's no texture and stuff like that. They added more texture to the Pokemon.
Okay.
Like, so to Charizard, they added more scales and stuff like that to show that he's a lizard.
Actually a dragon?
Yeah. Not to put too much pressure on this movie, but I'm kind of hoping for this generation's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Well, though, the only complaint I had was Gengar, because Gengar just looked really fucking creepy.
Gengar.
Though,
Gengar.
However, Gengar. They did get his height Gengar. Correct, because Gengar is 5 foot tall.
Yeah, Gengar is creepy in 2D. I don't care.
He's creepy, but I love him. He's my one of my favorite Pokemon.
I'm not disagreeing with that. He reminds me of Smurf, honestly.
And it was also funny because...
If you were going to be a Pokemon, you would be Gengar.
Well, there was one...
That's not... No.
Yeah, you're already the right shape.
I'm totally Bulbasaur.
There was one thing that I was looking at, though,
not
that...
Not that cool.
There was one thing that I was looking at that made me laugh, and my friend told me to get out of the theater... was when there came to be a police force and stuff like that, you'd see them with Growlithe and Arcanine. I'm like, Arcanine! And he's just like, get out. Wow.
I had a moment like that with Smurfs and Endgame.
You lose your geek card on that one.
What do you mean? But the police service had their Arcanines.
Well,
Arcanines.
Yeah.
His joke was funny because of pedophilia. And it's not cool. It's not cool, man. But he's like, no, the people in the theater laughed.
Because at the end of Endgame, I'm like, oh, she's going to get a Happy Meal.
No!
And it was so...
Oh, God.
It was funny because one of my...
We talked about this.
The guy next to you laughed. His girlfriend was snoring from laughing so hard on that joke. And it was funny.
That is not the people you want to get your morality from.
Well, Everyone laughed around us. Everyone thought that was hilarious.
There were nerds in a theater at 9 a.m. They're not people you want to get your morality from.
So in
that
your
being said, we were nerds in a theater at 9 a.m.
Yes. On a scale of 1 through 5 for Pokemon, where you want to put it?
I want to give it about a 6 or 7. Right. It's not too bad. Like, it's not bad, but it's not, like, the absolute best thing I've watched.
How's Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu?
What are you talking about? We already know he's brilliant.
I mean,
yeah, I know, yes.
You just keep thinking Deadpool is Pikachu. Just less swearing.
It's true.
I want to hear Pikachu swear.
A preview came on yesterday while I wasn't looking at the TV. I was in the kitchen and I was chopping vegetables and whatnot. And a preview came on, but I thought it was Deadpool. I was like, are they making another Deadpool movie? And I had no idea it was Pikachu.
I need to watch Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yes.
Here it is. Oh, really, speaking of which, there's a Ronald Reynolds is now the spokesperson for some Bejeweled-esque video game on your phone.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and all these commercials keep popping up of and the gag is that he's so busy playing the game that he's not doing his actual job as an actor. Just wait.
Level. Just imagine that.
No, that's on par. So there's actually one where he comes up and says, "We know you're using a body double. We actually need you to do your own scenes." And he's like, "That's very insulting to Sergey." And the guy they have playing his body double is the Arnold Schwarzenegger body double who was on Worst Cooks most recently.
Sweet.
So just understand that, that guy almost won Worst Cooks in America.
There's your point of reference.
He can cook now.
Also, in video game news, Capcom has released a 90s classic console. This thing is huge.
It's the 90s.
It's a big freaking thing with two joysticks and
D-pad
buttons. It's huge.
Yes, and it's for two people.
It fits perfectly in a Pizza Hut.
Yes, it does. But it does come with a crap ton of classic games. Aliens versus Predator, of course, Street Fighter 2, Final Fight, Mega Man, which is like, Ghost and Ghoul, or Ghouls and Ghosts, excuse me. What else we got? Eco Fighters, Strider. Strider's kind of fun. I like that game.
Meh. I'm so rusty on Street Fighter, it hurts. I've been playing so much Tekken in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Finish him!
Oh, nice catch.
No, it wasn't.
And in final news, this is to show that the people that run League of Legends are just as salty, if not saltier, than the people that play their games. Evidently, there have been some pay disputes, and the company has basically said that, we're not going to deliberate or anything. It's a dictatorship, and what we pay you is what you get paid, and the employees have threatened to walk out.
Welcome to Riot.
They shouldn't threaten. They should just walk out.
Well, and yeah, I think it's kind of like a scare tactic to let Riot Games know that they're planning to walk out.
Here's the thing.
And leave League of Legends completely defenseless.
And I know none of those people listen to this podcast, but I hope they do. I hope it's like the spirit. I'm sending it out there. You are valuable. You have the talent, and you can walk and go find another job.
In this market, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, especially if you work for Riot as well.
I hear Sonic the Hedgehog needs to be reanimated.
Sonic the Hedgehog needs some help and some new animators.
Granted, there is more to League of Legends than like what you see, I guess.
Yes, besides what you see and what you hear.
Well,
yeah.
No. In terms of like how many people are working for Riot in itself,
Riot's huge.
Like, it's freaking massive. Yes. Like, there's so many people who work on that game. So, like, I mean, good on them if it's a pay dispute, because I mean, you should be paid for your work, especially with like how rapid like the patches are coming out and how many skins are coming out, and it's like now they up the cost of skins. Before it used to be like a little less than $10. Now they're about $10 or more.
Good God!
Yeah, because
for a skin.
Yeah, because
fuck that.
The thing is that you're paying for the particles, and like you're paying for like the little work that it takes to make that skin, like from the splash art to like the animation and stuff like that to all like the details that they
put
in the game.
But they're running away with the money at that point, because what they're getting in return,
they're charging so much.
Yes,
for
that's ridiculous.
But even then, like they're even giving you free skins too, because like you know there's other.
Well,
ways
they have
to
pepper it, or otherwise people are going
to
be like, fuck you and run.
Yeah, but it does kind of suck in that sense, because of the fact that like You're a big ass company. You can't even pay your fucking workers. Yeah, you can't. You can't like, come on.
You can't make the people that make it work happy. Yeah, just disappointing.
Like the amount of work that so many of these people have done for that company, and they're not being paid their worth.
Wow.
I think it's really sad.
Yes, when League is money hand over fist, without question.
Yeah, but League's not going to die anytime soon.
No, and Fortnite's not coming to take the title. PUBG is not coming
actually,
for the title.
Fortnite, once the tournament is over, is probably going to sink.
Yeah.
Because like they don't listen to their pro players about the changes and stuff like to the game. They keep adding things that is like
nobody cares about.
Red will be proud of me for this analogy, but it's like writing a book and adding way too many things into the book to the point where it breaks that world.
Yep.
Like you're breaking the rules of your world.
Mm-hmm.
So Fortnite might probably flop.
If Aaron was here, he would be happy to say yes.
I think most people are right now. Most people just want to compete for that money. The prize pool is massive.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
But they kind of just show that they don't care about their players. Nope. So
that's okay. And I guess on that bombshell, we shall say adieu.
I have to pee.
And you have to pee. Red have to pee. She already ran for the bathroom.
Oh.
In her Beetlejuice tights. Yes, nice. I totally thought you would. No, we're wrapped. We're wrapping. We're
back.
Yes. Actually, we just let our bombshell, but you coming back erased the bombshell.
What bombshell?
Of us, like, of our bombshell.
Of our bombshell.
Is it Shirley's throne? Because she's a bombshell.
She is a bombshell.
Can I pee now?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And on that bombshell, good night.